Tumble and tear. Tumble and tear. You're a beautiful sight. You're a black dress and chuck. Your heart's full of lust, but you're all out of luck. A dead man curve knows no partiality. Takes you from me, and you fall out. You fall out. You fall out. You tumble and tear. A tumble and tear. No one can see your worst or wear. You try to see, but it's too dark in there. And you call out. You call out. You call out.
Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 460. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with a track by Giant Sand. That song is called Tumble and Tear. You may recognize that from the band's 1985 debut album, Valley of Rain, but this is a new version. The band has went back into the studio and with the same like $400 and 7 hours, re-recorded their first album the way they intended it to be, and have just re-released that as Returns to the Valley of Rain. It came out a couple weeks ago, August 10th on Fire Records. And it's just, it's a lot of gusto. And I was late to that band. You know, they've had like 20 albums out, and I've only got the last three or so. So this was a new album to me. Now I have to go back and hear the original, but I like this version, and that track there has all the guts in the world. Anyway, let's continue on here. I've got lots of music for you this week, not a lot of time. This is a track by Alien Boy. The song is called Only Posers Fall in Love. We'll be right back. Hello, welcome back to To My Truck podcast number 460. We just heard from Lawrence, Kansas's Sona. The track was called She Moves. It's on the band's self-titled debut record, which comes out soon, September 14th, on their own Something Sounds Weird Records. I think it's the band's first release since an EP in like 2012 or something. So the band's been around a long time and just aren't very active, but boy, have they put together a great group of songs here. Of that 8-song EP, 6 of them are just fantastic tracks that I want to hear over and over and over again, and you will too, especially if you're into that very dense shoegaze there. Before that, we heard from Alien Boy, a band from Portland, Oregon. The song is called Only Posers Fall in Love, and it's on the band's new album, Sleeping Lessons, which just came out last week, August 31st, on Tiny Engines. Don't know a lot about that band, but I know I like them a lot, and that is a mix of some shoegaze there, some post-punk. The guitar tone is just fantastic on a couple of songs, and I've kind of fallen in love with that one as well. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works at this point. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Here's something you're going to want to come back for. This is Frankie Valet with the track Why Blue.
Thank you. can tell. Shut me up, shut me up. Nothing's gonna break my stride. Gonna keep my head alive. Shut me up, shut me up. Circumcised, don't let me round. To the moon, get down, down. Shut me up, shut me up. One of many on display. Come and get your slice of tea. Shut me up, shut me up.
Too much rock scouring the globe to bring you the DIY. We did that set there with Those Unfortunates from London in the UK. The song was called Hornsey Automatic FC and is on a cassette, Two Songs About Football. Truth in Advertising there. It is indeed two songs about football, though Hornsey Automatic FC is not a real club, just one that the band has thought about for years and they've decided to write a song about it. And I'm glad they did. Previously, they appeared on the podcast with some songs from the Two Songs About Buses cassette. I'm sensing a theme, and I like it. Before that, we heard from Boy Girl Friends, a band from Atlanta, Georgia. The song is called Chop Me Up. It's the A-side of a two-song single that the band put out June 1st of this year. I know very little about the band. I know that someone in that band wanted to crash on my couch from couchsurfing.com, and that didn't happen, but I did find that fantastic little EP there. And then we started that set off with Frankie Valet from St. Louis. The track is called Why Blue, and it's on the album Stop Apologizing. It came out August of this year on It Takes Time Records. That label puts out consistently good stuff from bands that only exist on the other side of Missouri that I never see, and that makes me a little sad. Anyway, we should wrap things up here. I need to let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 460. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, on the 7th, we've got Matt and Kim playing at the Power and Light. The Brass is playing at the Mini Bar on the 8th. I'm sure Uncouth is on that one. On the 11th, you have your choice of Gary Newman at the Madrid or the Exploited at the Riot Room. On the 13th, Shona Knife is at the Riot Room. On the 14th, Lupe Fiasco has come to the Truman, or Sona is playing a release show at the Replay, or Gene Loves Jezebel is playing at the Riot Room here in Kansas City. On the 15th, Nan and the One Night Stands are playing at the Brick. On the 17th, King Tuff is at the Riot Room, and Sloan is at the Riot Room. Different rooms, different covers, two good bands. How are you going to make that choice? On the 19th, Andrew W.K. is coming to the Record Bar. The 20th, Elstorm is at the Riot Room. St. Seneca is at the Bottleneck on the 20th. The 21st, Stay in Lawrence for Waxahachie at the White Schoolhouse. On the 21st, Billy Idol at the Uptown, Iron and Wine at the Midland, or Magnificent, The Cure Tribute at Record Bar. On the 22nd, Shiner is playing at Record Bar, or Murder by Death is playing at the Granada. Rat Boys are at the Bottleneck on the 27th. It's part of a really good bill, but I forget who else, but mostly I'm excited about Rat Boys. On the 29th, Andrew Bird is playing the Kaufman Center, and also same night, Giorgio Moroder at the Truman. And that takes us through September. Look at the website. Lots of things have been posted. There are photos and videos of the Whiff Smokescreen Moloch show that happened at Voltaire last week, and photos of the Mysterious Clouds, Sona, and Emmeline Twist show that happened a couple weeks ago. And then also photos of that Life and Times Youth Pool and Knife Crime show that happened at the Record Bar even further back. But those photos and videos all just popped up in the last week. Anyway, one track left for you. I'm running way over here, so let's get over this quick. This is Watua 2 with the track Modern Express. It is the title track from the band's new album. Just came out June 15th on Jigsaw Records. Fantastic indie pop from France, from Bordeaux, actually. And it's just light and wonderful and everything that that could give you cavities and make you happy. So we're going to end things here with Watua 2. This is Modern Express. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.